Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. That again, FreeTalkLive.com. Call's been holding. We go straight to the phone calls. It is a show about your calls. So let's talk to Justin in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Justin.
Hi. Hey. I want to talk about immigration, you know.
Okay.
I'm not for letting everyone into the country, but, you know, I especially say we should let the Asians in, because, let's face it, no one gives better massages than the Asians.
Thanks for the call, Justin. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Asians give better massages?
They make good food.
Well, I do like some American Chinese food, that's for sure. But, you know, again,
lots of restaurants make good food. Just because Asians have good food, too, I don't know if you can make any kind of generalization about that.
I was not really agreeing with him at all.
Here's the problem with what he's advocating. And I don't really, there's not much to dig into with his call, but he's saying he wants more Asians here. Well, some people might want more Indians here. Some people might want more Luxembourgians here.
Some people
might
want more Mexican food. My wife loves Mexican food. I can't stand the stuff.
Right.
I can't either.
So the question then becomes, who gets to decide who gets to come in? Who gets to decide what the quotas are and that sort of thing? And will you be happy with what their decision is? Inevitably, not everyone will be. So really, the way it should be decided is by whoever can get here. That should be all there is to it. There does not need to be a bureaucracy and a bunch of bureaucrats sitting around arbitrarily deciding the amount of people that can come in. We touched on this last night with a story out of Canada about how Microsoft is moving one of their they were going to open a new office in the United States, but they couldn't staff it with the people they wanted to from India and from, you know, around the world. So they moved to Canada. And they said, screw you, America. We'll take our business elsewhere. And so let's stop this insanity of trying to decide who is and who is not appropriate to live in this so-called free country and just let people come here. And of course, get rid of welfare and, you know, get rid of all the government entitlement programs and all of that. That way, the best of people are coming here. That way, people are coming here that want to make a better life for themselves. Now, Mark, I know you have an immigration-related email.
A good one.
And I want to get to that here in a moment. But first, I want to continue with the phone calls and talk to, I believe it is Brad in Wisconsin. Do we have Brad? No, we already took Brad. Let's try Randall in California. Randall, you're on Free Talk Live. Randall dropped.
That did not sound good.
That was a disconnect. All right, well, then let's jump into the email, shall we?
Great. From Bill. I never knew libertarians were such absolute race traitors. I assume that we speak for all libertarians as far as Bill's concerned, because I know that I absolutely do not. There's lots of libertarians out there, all different sizes and shapes, and believe all kinds of different things.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it really is just, I would have never guessed that you, too, are such race traitors. White people...
I don't know what that even means.
A race traitor is a person who betrays their race. It's
well, how do you do that?
I don't know. Usually it's used by bigoted people, that terminology.
Right.
White people are not superior, but they deserve a place to live, too. Free of the control of other groups that hate them.
I don't feel like I'm being controlled by anyone except
or
the state.
Or hated.
Right, yeah. Right. What?
I don't know. That's what I'm just reading the email here.
All Mexicans hate all white people.
Are Mexicans enslaving this man or something like that?
Apparently he's concerned that they may. Where am I supposed to go? Back to Europe? So you are so unbelievably bereft of any idea of how it goes down in the real world. You want to promote the continuing invasion of this country, yet you would probably scream racism and invasion if white and black Americans illegally migrated over the border to Mexico by the millions.
Why would I scream invasion about that?
Right. I think that white and black Americans should be able to cross the border to Mexico, too. I'm not a Mexican citizen. I don't have any kind of control over what goes on in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would like me to take a stand on Mexican immigration into Mexico,
I'm
will.
In favor of it.
I believe that anybody who wants to should be able to immigrate into Mexico if that's what they wish to do.
Absolutely.
And they should be able to emigrate from Mexico if that's what they wish to do. Because these little lines on maps keep people from being free. There you go, Bill.
Damn right.
That's my stand. Have you been to any of these Hispanic rallies where they yell, freely yell the N-word and gabacho at non-Hispanics? Actually, I was at
gazpacho is really good soup, by the way.
Gazpacho. I don't know what these terms. I don't know what gazpacho means. I'm sure it's used right alongside the N word, and
Gotcha.
That's not a nice word. But actually, yeah, I was at a immigration rally for Hispanics about a year ago, and funny, I was dressed in a suit, so I would have looked like the man.
Definitely a square white man.
Yeah, I looked like the man when I'm walking around with my camera, doing some work for a magazine that in the town I lived in.
Yeah,
none of them ever said anything bad to me. It was hundreds and hundreds of Hispanics there. They could have ganged up on me and took my wallet.
Yeah,
they could have done some terrible things for me. No, all they did was when I asked them questions, they answered them. They seemed like they were peacefully asking to be treated like everybody else. I didn't hear anybody yell the N-word. I didn't hear anybody yell this other word, although I probably wouldn't remember it because I don't know what it means. But I do speak Spanish. Learned it. I live in Florida. Makes doing business easier. It's nice to be able to talk to people in their native language. It's fun.
Now, is there a chance that there are rallies hosted by racist Mexicans? Sure, there's a chance that those things
exist. I've seen videos of them.
I've seen KKK rallies before, too.
But the problem here is, I believe, and there likely are racist, I know there are racist Mexicans out there, but hate breeds hate. And that allows them more credence. If a Mexican feels hated, then he's more likely to polarize towards the Mexican group that hates the people that hate him.
Makes sense to me.
And all you're doing is feeding these hate groups by hating the people that they're preaching to.
Exactly right. Sort of like how violence breeds violence, hate breeds hate.
Absolutely does.
What's this guy have? What else?
Let's see. He doubts that I've been to a Hispanic rally, which of course I have. And that's an example of the racism you decry, which, of course, if they yell these words, and I'm sure that's true.
I don't like any racists.
What you call racism, I call self-defense, he says.
What?
But that was like a sour taste in your mouths, right? You can't admit that these people hate whites and blacks and want to see their extermination because the thought is just too uncomfortable.
The terms like these people really show this guy for who he is, as though it weren't just obvious who he is and what he believes. But when you try to label everybody as being of one unified belief system,
right. these people hate whites.
That's just not true at all.
Absolutely.
There are some racist Hispanics. There are some racist white people like this guy. There are some, I don't know if he's white, I'm jumping to a conclusion there, but there are some racist black people. Racists are just the lowest of the lowlifes. I don't care what color your skin is, if you hate somebody else because of that, because of the color of their skin or because of the plot of land that they come from or whatever reason you hate them for, beyond the fact that, beyond making an individual determination as to that person said something I don't like, I disagree with that individual, to paint everybody with a broad brush and to say these people think this, these people believe that, just shows you as an idiot, sir. You're
Simpleton.
A moron.
Yep. I guess it's kind of like, he's referring to us here, I guess it's kind of like when a dog is afraid of someone and gets on its back to show its belly. It can't fight, so it surrenders and plays friendly.
He's saying we're afraid of Hispanics?
You need to research all the types of people coming over the border, not just the boo-hoo, we're so pitiful stories. Look, I'm not, believe me, I'm not here being pitying anybody coming across the border. All I want is for free people to be able to migrate across borders freely.
Right.
And to be able to work for what they want in life. I'm not saying we should give them anything.
No.
We shouldn't give
them
anything.
It's not going to be easy.
I don't believe for a second that an American taxpayer is obligated to take care of a Mexican coming across the border, anybody coming across the border, or another American citizen.
I don't believe Americans are obligated to pay taxes.
Responsible for taking care of you is you, Bill.
Does he have more?
No, that's it. Bill, soon to be double minority thanks to guys like you.
Double minority?
I'm not sure. White and male?
Julia, do you have anything to say to that guy?
I don't even know what to say to that. I've never heard the term race trading before.
Race, what was it? Traitor.
Race traitor.
You're a traitor to your race, Julia.
I don't even like to,
That presumes I have some allegiance to my race.
Yeah, I don't worship white people.
Right, race is meaningless to me. It's a random circumstance of birth. I happen to turn out to be a white male with brown hair and brown eyes. I mean, the color of my skin is as meaningless as the color of my eyes or the fact that my eyebrows join together or whatever. I mean, it's all just attributes on the bodies that we have. And it's all completely random. Oh, racists disgust me. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything. Toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away, including the bulletin board system. We're nearing 250,000 posts. We've got about 1,500 people, or actually over that number, interacting. It's all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com gets you to it.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Continuing with the phone calls, let's go to ladies first. Dana in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live, Dana.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to address something. I mean, we have been speaking to a man in Kansas who is basically holding himself up in a bunker, and he has some very interesting political ideas.
Mm-hmm.
My thought was a friend of mine had recommended to me recently a book that I thought about reading, and unfortunately the name and the author escapes me. But basically the point that this book was making was that America is kind of like the fall of Rome. America is at that pinnacle, at that point, about where the Roman civilization was right before it started to fall, and apparently it goes through, there's a natural progression of all civilizations where, you know, you build up, you have these technological advances, you reach this point, and then inevitably you disintegrate, and there's really nothing that can be done about it, or maybe there's nothing that the people care to do about it.
I think there's a point I'd like to interject here, and that is that it's not necessarily the civilization that falls, it's the government that inevitably falls in upon itself. And, of course, civilization sort of comes crashing down at the same time, because when governments have gone in the past, it's tended to have been a violent death, and therefore people have lost their lives, property's been destroyed, that sort of thing.
A lot of people, in the case of the American government, is people have allowed their civilization to become so enmeshed with the government that it's almost, in a lot of ways, the same thing. Government's
right.
So immired in our lives every day.
But I think you're right, though. I think that the observations you're making are accurate in that empires can only last for so long. Rome didn't last, and this one's not going to last either. I think you're right about
that. And Rome fell because of a large government.
Yep. Just like this one will.
Yeah, essentially. And the question is, what can be done as a society to prevent these things from happening? And I thought, you know, If it's inevitable that American society is going to fall, shouldn't Mark take off his shirt?
Thanks for the call, Dana. Appreciate it. Wow, you got the ladies calling in for that now, Mark.
I suppose I should feel fortunate to have seen you with your shirt off, Mark.
When did you see me with my shirt off?
You used to live here.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I've seen you in your underwear, Mark.
Yeah.
1-800.
Not that it's that exciting.
259-9231. Yeah, you know what? I mean, inevitably, this country's heading to a rocky time in the future. I mean, regardless of Dana's flippancy towards the end of the call, her concerns are valid, and people should be prepared for those sorts of eventualities. People should have their money diversified if they possibly can, but so that way, you know, have some gold and silver and invest your money and be prepared and maybe even build a bunker like old William in Kansas. Let's continue with the calls. You can take control here. Let's go to, I believe it is Randall. We're trying Randall once again in California. You're on Free Talk Live,
hey.
Randall.
All right, can you hear me this time?
I got you. What's on your mind?
Hey, I want to talk about the Creation Adventure Team. It's these DVDs that I got from Answers in Genesis. Have you heard of these guys?
What is it, a Bible thing or something?
Yeah. Fundamentalist, like the whole thing is literal truth type of thing.
Mm-hmm. So what about it?
They spent, it's set up with the same people that spent $27 million to do this Creation Museum. Have you heard of that one? It opened this year?
Yeah, I think I heard a little bit.
I have heard about the Creation Museum they explained that the flood killed the dinosaurs or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how it's all, you know, it's all the exact truth. Well, check this out. I got these DVDs from them, these children's DVDs. It's like targeted age 7 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to make a copy of it. And I use this program, DVD Shrink, that I use to copy the DVDs with.
Right.
And it opens it up, and I found some subliminal programming in it.
Like what?
Well, what it is actually a corporate logo from a defunct web authoring company, Spruce Technologies. It went down in, like, Apple Computer bought it in, like, 2001. But these DVDs came out in 2003, and Spruce Technologies doesn't get any mention on the DVD, credits.
What are you alleging, or what are you getting at here?
Exactly? Oh, I'm saying that about 50 or so times throughout the DVD, it flashes to the corporate logo of Spruce Technologies, and it's got some pretty choppy editing.
Why do you think they would do that?
Well, I'm not sure, but they do have a lot of falsehoods, some people would say.
Yeah, like the whole Christianity thing.
You got it, buddy.
Thanks for the call. Man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I don't know what the relevance of that call was. I mean, what are they doing? They're trying to promote a corporation with subliminal messaging that doesn't exist anymore? That doesn't make any sense. And subliminal messaging isn't really, there was a lot of sort of hubbub about subliminal messaging sort of in the 70s and the 80s, but I don't know. I don't think it's really that effective.
Now, I went to a Christian school, and I remember they took us off into the gymnasium once. It was in my elementary years, and they played some backmasking for us. They played some rock and roll albums, and somebody had taken the time to play them backwards, and they would say,
yeah.
And then the guy would tell you what that noise meant.
Did you hear it? He said, worship Satan.
And I don't know. I mean, it all just seemed so silly. I guess I believed at the time, but now it just seems silly.
No doubt about it.
I was seven.
1-800-259-9231. Julia, have you ever experienced anything like that?
No.
Backwards masking. I don't think. Do they do that these days?
How could you backward mask on a CD?
Well, it'd be easier, actually. You just take the waveform, put it into like a waveform editor on the computer, and just reverse it.
I see.
Do that. Let's go to Nigel in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Nigel, what's on your mind?
Hi, folks. I want to go back to the race thing.
Yeah.
And about how public schooling contributes to that.
That public schooling contributes to racism?
Yes.
Okay, how?
Well, I grew up in Dallas, which the main Dallas area school district was still at the time under a federal desegregation order. And one of the ways that they did that was magnet schools in poor areas. And these magnet schools there for like arts or science or stuff like that.
Okay.
They would have a race quota of how many students from each race they were required to have.
Hmm.
So, and I had some friends in the arts high school because I didn't go there, but I did, you know, fine arts type stuff. And they were all very divided along racial lines. And in fact, some of my black friends once accused me of being racist for not liking fried chicken. And I wish I was kidding about that, but
you don't like fried chicken?
No, I don't like fried things for whatever bizarre reason. But
okay.
So, it just seems that whenever you divide people by race, you're going to contribute to racism, even if you're supposedly doing it for the purpose of eliminating racism. As soon as you focus on divisions between people that don't mean anything, you're going to get people to think that they mean something.
Yeah, I think that's valid. I think you're right about that. I think when you force people together, it's just as detrimental as forcing them to stay apart. Nigel, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hopefully we'll have enough time to talk about tanorexia. What is that? Well, you'll find out. And we'll talk to Mark in Louisiana. You can take your calls as well about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bylo, and Rite Aid.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A Tornado under your hood. A Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. That's, again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features for free. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to Shrine.FreeTalkLive.com. That is Shrine.FreeTalkLive.com.
Pop quiz, what do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? The answer is very little. The Prometheus Institute at readpi.com is looking to make a real impact in Washington. Not in 40 years, but right now. To find out what makes the Prometheus Institute different from all the other flatwater political think tanks, visit readpi.com. That's readpi.com.
To the phones, to the fun. Mike in Green Bay, you're on Free Talk Live. Mike?
Yeah, hi. I wanted to talk about corrupt cops and how a lot of people say it's only, say, 1% of the police force.
Yeah, I don't believe that for a moment.
I know, and so this is the argument I found to use, and I found to be fairly useful. Because you come out to situations where you have, say, 12 officers who beat a guy.
Okay.
Or more common, like 3 or something. So therefore, you have to assume all 3 or all 12 are corrupt, right?
Sure.
Okay. So then if only 1% are corrupt, all 3 have to be corrupt. Then you take 100 to the third power, you find that the odds are 1 in a million. And if you find that the odds are only 1 in a million that the police force is corrupt, then then people start to say, hey, wow, maybe you're right, maybe the number is higher, and you can kind of talk to them to think of what would be reasonable to assume a number would be.
Wait a minute, you lost me on the conversion to 1 in a million. What was that again?
Okay. Let's say there's a 1 in 100 chance that one individual cop is corrupt.
Okay.
If you were to grab 2 cops, both have to be corrupt for a corrupt action to happen.
Right.
So then it's you take the fraction 1 over 100 times 1 over 100, that's 1 over 10,000, and you do it again.
Math on the radio. That's some fun stuff.
This is tough.
It's fantastic. I love it. And so if you take three, so you take 1 over 100 times 1 over 100 times 1 over 100, you get 1 in 1 million. It's easier to just take it to the third power.
You're saying there's a 1 in 1 million chance that all three of the cops would be corrupt?
Yeah, if only 1% of officers were corrupt. And so that, therefore, if you know one person who was ever brutalized by the police, then they would theoretically never have to meet another person who's ever been the victim of police brutality ever again in their lives.
In order for the claim of 1% of cops being corrupt to be true.
Right. And so you use that argument and people start to understand, hey, wait a minute, maybe this 1% doesn't make logical sense. And then they kind of are willing to listen to you a bit more instead of just repeating the catchphrases and bumper stickers. Well,
you could do that too, or you could show them some video. I just saw a video clip earlier today of some there was a guy with a video camera running towards a scene where there were obviously some cops around, and one of them was kicking the crap out of some dude, and there were at least 7 or 8 other cops that were standing around trying to prevent people, including the cameraman, from viewing what was going on. So they were all covering for their buddy. And I mean, it's just and of course then there's story after story of all these different corrupt cops out there. It's just overwhelming. And Mike, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. It's overwhelming how many corrupt cops there are.
Well, I'm not ready to use the terminology corrupt entirely. I think it's more about...
Bad? How about bad?
It's more about sort of the authority in general, the concept of authority, and the concept of sort of team player. And when you get those things together, when you make somebody an authority figure and tell them they have to work on this team, you're looking out for your partner.
Mm-hmm.
You're part of the. You're
looking
out
for the department.
Yeah, you're part of the team here. You've got to look out for your own here.
Thin blue line.
And then you kind of get this. When somebody's in authority over another person, the lines of what's fair and what's right have a tendency to get blurred a little bit. In order to keep my authority, I must be strong.
They're doing what they think is right.
It sort of pushes things. Pushes the boundary, the envelope a little bit, and then. It's your job to protect that other person because he's on your team. Obviously the ethnic person who he's kicking the crap out of on the ground doesn't have a cop uniform on, so he's not a good guy. And that's where I think the real problem comes in. Not really that police are necessarily corrupt individuals,
that
bad to the core.
They're not
Some
corrupt,
of them are.
They're just authoritarian and violent and mindless.
I wouldn't use that terminology.
800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Let's go to the Daily Mail in Great Britain. Talk about tanorexia. Zita Farrelly began using a sunbed at the age of 14, and in fact, she saved up to buy one of her own when she landed her first job. For 7 years, she had tanning sessions twice a day. When her worried mother stopped her from using the sunbed and then restricted her to using it no more than twice a week, she just borrowed a friend's. Ms. Farrelly gave up sunbeds at the age of 21, so she did it for 7 years, but by then it was too late. The mother of two contracted skin cancer, and last month she died at age 29 from the disease. Now then, looking at a picture of this woman, and by the way, I'll post this article at the BBS later on so you can see it for yourself. You look at this woman's picture that was taken when she was presumably 29, and she looks a little bit, ragged for 29. She looks a little on the old side.
Well, it makes your skin look old, getting out in the sun and tanning even with the machines. You probably, if you're going to go for that tan thing, you should. They've gotten pretty good with these tanning creams and that kind of thing. They still look a little orange, but they certainly beat. If you don't like that pale look, they certainly beat being pale.
I think pale skin looks
cancer.
Nice. I mean, there's some skin that's really white. That's sort of. It's not my thing. But I used to tan when I was a young teenager, and I love my healthy, milky white skin.
Well, no,
I think it's. I personally think that. More pale skin on women's attractive.
So do
I. That's what I think.
But it seems like society or the common culture disagrees. I mean, look at the magazines. Look at the models and the fact that they're all sort of got that. They've got that bronze tan look to them. And, of course, because all the models have that look to them, all the young girls want to achieve that same appearance. And I... this seems like it's really unhealthy to me. This seems
there's pale models out there. They're certainly not the majority, but they exist.
Right. Well, when I was into tanning, I was one of those young girls, and I totally had that mindset. Mm-hmm. So I mean,
you thought tanning was beautiful. You thought it was attractive and that sort of thing. And indeed, I'm sure there are plenty of guys that think that. But it's been bred into them. It can't be a natural thing. It must be something about...
I think it's just a preference issue. I don't see anything wrong with that. I think that it's unhealthy.
Ms. Fairley found a mole on her leg last August, was diagnosed with melanoma. Doctors told her they believed the skin cancer was caused because she spent so much time on sunbeds. She received chemotherapy and other treatment at the hospital in Manchester, England, but specialists were unable to save her. She died 3 days after her daughter's first birthday. Her partner and aunt warned others of the dangers of sunbeds. Phil Birstwistle said the machines had destroyed their family's lives. He said, Zita told me the days before she died that she wished she could make a documentary about the dangers of using them. She said, if only one person was saved by seeing what had happened to her, she'd be happy. People need to know they can be so dangerous. He says, I basically spent the last year watching my girlfriend die before my eyes. I don't want any family to go through what I went through, and I think people should avoid sunbeds at all costs. He says it's hard because they're on every street corner, but there are other ways to tan, such as spray tans and the fake moisturizers you can get. But really, doesn't this come back to accepting oneself? Isn't that really what the issue is here? To accepting yourself for who you are and loving yourself enough to not have to constantly go out and change yourself? And especially in this way, this most superficial of ways?
I don't think that means it at all. That's not what that means at all. No.
When it comes to body modifications, tanning, makeup, all these sorts of things, plastic surgery, it's kind of a tough issue because, for example, I don't wear makeup and I don't tan and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I could say people shouldn't wear makeup or I think that I have higher self-esteem because I don't wear makeup and that sort of thing, or now that I don't. But I think that the important thing to remember when you're doing these sorts of things is that to make sure that you're doing it for yourself and not for other people.
That's right. Get out there and take a shower for yourself.
There's nothing wrong with showering, Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's modification. You must not love yourself if you're taking a shower.
1-800-259-9231. I'd like to discuss this a little bit more when we come back. The difference between showering and tanning. This is Free Talk Live.
Many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective no-BO deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Do you know that you can go with solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar-powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control even in these remaining moments. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should shop at our store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. We got Free Talk Live branded merchandise, and merchandise that doesn't even have our logo on it. We just think pretty darn cool, and we want to sell it to you. So head over to store.freetalklive.com and take a look at and browse our selection. I think you're going to find it. Once you get the items, I think you're going to be very pleased with the level of quality, as we don't cut corners with the Free Talk Live store. There is no crap that we're selling in the Free Talk Live store. I think you're going to like it. So take a look. See store.freetalklive.com and place your order. Talking about tanning. And a woman, Zita Farrelly, over in the United Kingdom, has died just days short of her 30th birthday because she spent a lot of time in tanning beds when she was a young person. She started at age 14, quit when she was 21, but in the meantime, she was doing it twice a day, at most twice a day. And, of course, she ended up with skin cancer, and that's why she died, was because of the skin cancer. It's a tragic, tragic story, and it really points out the obsession that we have in popular culture today with the tan, tan skin, with that bronzed appearance. That it's an unhealthy obsession. It's just not a good thing, and it seems silly to me that I don't know how it started. I don't know what brought it about. I'm kind of curious. You know, what's the history of the tan? How did it become such an obsession for people?
My understanding is that shortly after World War II, essentially the guys came back and they had been overseas. And, of course, they didn't have suntan lotion at that time. And so it became a phenomenon after GIs were returning home from World War II.
I think that a lot of people don't know about tanning is that tanning is actually it's caused by the pigments changing, and it's a sign of damaged skin.
Really?
Yes. I can actually look that up here in a second, but tan skin is a sign of damaged skin.
Right, which is why that this woman, again, the picture of her here, she looks like she's 39 instead of 29. She just looks a lot older, which, you know, the women that are tanning themselves, they want to look attractive. They want to be sexy.
Not just women.
Yeah.
Okay, there are guys that tan as well. I don't notice that as often, but
you don't look at guys.
I guess that's why. But anyway, the people that are tanning, they want to look sexy. They want to look attractive. But do they not understand this side effect? Do they not know that it's going to make them look older sooner?
I actually worked with a lady who was about 45, and she was a would have been a what a, an attractive lady. She was a mother. She was very physically attractive, but her skin looked like she was about 60, 65 years old. It just had that like leather appearance to it, and it just looked so rough, and it didn't look attractive at all. And I think she would have been much more attractive had she had not wasted all that time tanning.
Did she continue to tan when you knew her in her 40s?
Yes, she still tans.
Wouldn't you think that you would notice that your skin was getting kind of nasty and you'd give it up? You'd throw in the towel on that? Or is it just like you've gone too far, you might as well do it for the rest of your life, however short it is?
I don't know.
You get a vision that it looks good, and so you continue, I guess.
Well, now I want to jump back to something that you said before we went to break, Mark. You suggested that showering was somehow akin to tanning. Can you back that up?
Well, you had said that it was people wishing to alter themselves was them not loving themselves properly. And I don't know if I necessarily agree. I think that there's a certain amount of maintenance that one can do, try to make oneself look better. There's a certain amount of subjectiveness to that. If a woman wants to wear makeup, she thinks it makes her look better. I got no problems with it. I personally am not a big fan of makeup on women, but I have seen it applied properly and look good, I can assure you. So I'm just taking it to the extreme and saying, look, modifying yourself, like taking the disgusting oils and dirt you've accumulated during the day off of your skin is, you know, by showering is not loving yourself.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if that's modification of oneself.
What about plucking hairs?
I think that's a little bit more about presentation than anything else. You're not putting your life in jeopardy. But you're not putting your life in jeopardy by plucking some hairs from your head.
I'm not suggesting that that tanning is in any way healthy for you. Maybe going out in the sun is good for you. It produces vitamin D. I think it's all about moderation.
Moderation, yeah.
Getting out
fine.
In the sun's good and healthy for you, and you should do that. You shouldn't go out and lay there and bake every day.
No, certainly not. But I think that, you know, there's a difference between presenting oneself in order to get a job or, you know, go to work and look good versus this sort of fake societally imposed concept of what looks good. Do you see the difference there, Julia? Is there a difference in your book between tanning and showering?
And showering? Yes, there is. I guess on a personal level, I like to be clean because I don't like to be dirty. It doesn't feel good. And I want to look like a female, so I pluck my eyebrows sometimes, and I like the color blue, so I paint my toenails blue. I guess some people would say that you could draw the connection and say, I don't love myself because I don't go all natural, which is sort of what you're suggesting. But
I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm not saying all natural is the way to be. I think that there's something to be said for presentation, and I think that's important in order to interact with society. But I don't think that you're going to lose a job based on whether or not your tan is deep enough.
No, I agree with that completely. And I think there's a big difference between showering and tanning.
I think that this sort of tanning obsession has been created to some extent.
By pop culture,
and it's completely unnecessary, and it's damaging to young women at the same time. They feel like they have to have a tan in order to be competitive with the other women so they can get themselves a man, or, I don't know, I guess guys think the same way. I guess they presume that women, when you were a young, more shallow lady, Julia, were you more interested in men with tans? Was that something attractive to you?
Absolutely.
Really?
I was very fussy about the way my men looked when I was young, and I was definitely more shallow. And
when you were young, those were called boys, just so you know.
I definitely feel better about myself now that I don't go through all that process. And tanning takes a long time. I would lay out for half an hour every day in the summer, and I could be doing better things.
Right, you could be doing productive things, like enriching your mind,
damaging my skin.
Right, instead of the most superficial of things that you can do to yourself. I just think it's really unfortunate for young ladies in Western culture. I don't know if tanning is done around the world or how popular it is, but obviously in the United Kingdom and in America, it's fairly popular. And I think it's just damaging and it's unfortunate. But obviously, I'd like to hear more from ladies or guys that tan. If you are one of the tanning types, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, you can take control of the airwaves, like Steve in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Steve.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I think we, as a human race, as what Will was saying from Kansas, I think we need to lessen our aggression. You know, and ways we can do this is by, you know, one person, you know, or a couple people, you know, doing something that stuns the people. You know,
stuns people?
Yeah, you know, someone getting an over-excessive tan, you know, or as, you know, say Mark, you know, taking off his shirt.
Man, they are not going to give up, Mark, until you actually... Now, are you actually watching the webcam when you're saying this, or are you just trying to get him to take his shirt off?
No, I'm watching, and he has such, you know, he has one of those bodies that when you see him...
He is an Adonis-like man, isn't he?
I absolutely, and I have the body of a god.
You know, what we should do, maybe you callers that keep demanding that Mark take his shirt off, maybe you should pool some money together and make him a real offer. Like, give him a real reason to do it,
I'm not really interested in getting money to take my shirt off. I think that would make me
what
feel...
What would it take? What would it take,
used,
Mark?
But I would be... Might be interested in giving out a picture of myself with the prison tattoos too.
Ooh, yeah. Not too many people get to see those.
Flexing with prison tattoos. If we could, I don't know, bump up the amp dollars a little bit. I love
the
idea.
$3,000 amp.
I'm not interested in the dollars. I'm interested in donors.
The number
of people who are amplifying.
We're around 275. No, 375 right now.
Well, it would just be some incremental increase
like
from
500.
No, my goodness, that'd be way too many. You would want it's still fresh. It's still sizzling. The whole idea of this.
I see.
Me taking off my shirt and getting a picture of it. By the time we got to 500, nobody would care anymore.
You'd need
to put it at 400 or 380 or something like that.
We'll try and talk him into it, Steve. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Yeah, it's apparently in high demand, Mark. Or at least there are three people that keep calling and asking for it, one or the other. So, I don't know. Whatever it will take, we might get there. We listen to demand. We listen to our listeners. We know what you want. So... 1-800-259-9231 was the number, but we are just out of time for today, unfortunately. It has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We shall return next week. Mark, by the way, I mean, you're going to be here for tomorrow's show, Saturday edition.
But then I'll be off the air until Friday.
But Mark is going to apparently one of the hottest places in America right now, literally.
You'll party down in Vegas.
What was it, 119 degrees today in Vegas, apparently.
I'm not going to spend any time outside.
And he's going to be down in Vegas with Gardner Goldsmith, so we'll have a bunch of co-hosts next week. More on the way tomorrow night. See ya. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.